Adrian, all right, man, manually tuning vocals. So this is what I do when auto-tune doesn't work. First thing I should probably say is I think this is probably a pretty shit way of doing it. It's like super precise, but I think the thing you're asking about, pitch envelopes, is probably like a more efficient way to do it, and it just wasn't accessible when I figured out how I was going to do this, and I've just never stopped for long enough to relearn the workflow. But keep asking about it because I want to know about it too. But here's what I do at the moment, and it might get you out of the current situation you're in. So I zoom in so that my scrub's nice and sensitive, and I set my start and end of time selection around the area that I'm having a problem with. And then I do Shift S to create a new item out of that time selection. So I've got the troublesome spot isolated on a single item. And then I use Shift 7 and Shift 8 on the number rows to go down and up individual cents respectively. So there's 100 cents in a semitone. You can transpose pretty finely. Shift 9 and Shift 0 on the number row do whole semitones. If you want to do something like drop, say, minus 30 semitones, but you don't want to sit there and press Shift 7 30 times and end up with 30 undo points if it doesn't sound any good, then that's completely reasonable. So in that case, you select the item, go Shift F2 to item properties, and in there's a field that says transpose, and you can type in, if you type in whole numbers, then it does semitones. But if you type in, for example, minus 0.3, it'll do down 30 cents. If you were to type in like minus 0.03, it would do 3 cents. So yeah, that's how I do it here. You probably want to go to project properties and set your default time stretching algorithm, which is like just before the OK button in the first tab along, whatever that is. Project settings, is it? No. What the hell's the first tab called? The one with like tempo and stuff in it. Just before the OK button, you can pick what the default time stretching algorithm is. And you'll probably want to use Elastic Pro, or probably for vocals, you'll probably want to set that to preserve high formants or preserved highest, higher, either high, higher, or highest formants. One of those three options, depending on what the voice sounds like. Or you might have more luck with Elastic Soloist. It really depends. You just kind of have to fiddle around with it and try a couple of cuts and see what it sounds like on that voice. So yeah, that's how I do it here, man. And it's a pain in the ass. So if anyone out there has got knowledge of these wonderful new pitch envelope things, let's be having you.